Found and they began to be merry. They began because the party will never end. The celebration over the redemption of every sinner will go on forever. And the object of the celebration will be God, 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 the saving God. Well, this is another outrage to the listening Pharisees and Sadducees. The whole thing is now getting beyond bizarre. It is becoming irritating. It is becoming agitating. This is like fingernails down a blackboard. This is just too contrary and shameful. The Father is now acting stupidly, giving all of this to the Son and then having a celebration as if some honor had been earned. No characters existed like this in their world. There weren't any sons like this. There weren't any fathers who would do this. They knew no sons like this and fathers like this. And there is their unmasking. They didn't know God. Well, we come to an amazing conclusion, a shameful reaction. Verse 25, we'll cover this in just a few minutes. His older son was in the field. And when he came and approached the house, by the way, wouldn't you think the older son was supposed to plan all these big events? It was his responsibility. His father never even consulted him on it, didn't tell him about it, didn't send a messenger to get him. Why? He knew he had no relationship with him either. He hated his father also. He was alienated from his father also. He just stayed around the house, but he had zero relationship to his father. That's why he didn't defend his father's honor in the beginning, and he didn't try to protect his brother from doing something as stupid as he wanted to do. This man played no role in anything because though he was at the house, he had no relationship to the father. The father knew that he cared not for his brother, and he knew that he had no interest in his own joy, and so he was not a part of it. He's out in the field. He wasn't working. He was just making sure people do. His father left him there till he came home at the normal time at the end of the day. By then, the party had started. He came, approached the house, heard music and dancing, summoned one of the servants, actually Pidon boys. This would be village boys who were outside. You know, the young people would hang around while the adults were in having the party. He comes to one of the young boys. He begins inquiring what these things might be. He's totally in the dark. He doesn't get it. He has no part in this whole redemptive scheme. And this boy in verse 27 says, your brother has come. Your father's killed the fattened calf because he's received him back safe and sound. That little phrase, safe and sound, whole, actually is connected to shalom. He received him back, shalom. He's at peace with his father, full reconciliation. Oh, you might think, wow. And he would celebrate. Huh? Oh, no.